Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. Hey guys, before we start, I just want to point out the 6 best secrets for commercial real estate. It's a free download. Go to the text side and you will find it. It has absolutely great information, completely free, how to become a landlord, how to determine the value of a property, or creative financing for commercial real estate. All of it is completely free. Go download it. Also, I want to point out my CRE crash course. It's a 2-week must-have program with a must-have skills for commercial real estate, like investment strategies, the must-have financial terms, how a deal is done. Go take a look at it, go to the text side and click on the link. And now let's continue with our program. Hey guys, how are you? And welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show. This is your host, Ishai Breslauer. And we are back. We're back from the vacation. We're back from the time that we took off. And now today we have a very special guest. And just a little bit of a heads up about our season. We're going to have a lot of commercial real estate type of guest, but also a lot of prop tech. Today actually is a prop tech type of an interview, but all in all, you guys are really going to enjoy it, I'm really sure. And that's what leads us to our today's guest. And his name is Aviram Shachar. He's from Israel and he has a great startup. And let's get right into it because this is going to be really awesome. So here it is. We have our guest today, Aviram Shachar, is with us, and you guys can't say it. I don't know. You know what? Everyone who's listening to me, just pause and say Aviram Shachar, you know, with a chet. You know, if you could do that, you know, there's going to be a reward in the end of the show. I'm just kidding. No reward here. But Aviram Shachar is from Israel. Those of you who can't say chet, you can say Aviram Shachar, but he's from Israel. And together with his partner, Arya Tsukar, they started a very interesting startup called Landlord with an E, L-E-N-D, Lord, Landlord, which is obviously prop tech. And today's topic is prop tech. And I can't wait for this interview because this is exciting stuff that they're doing. It's involving prop tech and fintech. And I just can't wait to do it. Aviram, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Ishai. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you very much for having me.
Tell me something. You know what? Let's start with a quick thing. What do you guys do? Like a 2-minute thing.
Okay, sure. So first, Landlord is a property, portfolio management platform. So it's more like a data management, asset management platform for landlords and property investors. We allow our users to manage their entire property portfolio on the platform, so they can manage their entire data. They can upload the documents, but they can also manage their tenants and tenancies. And most important, their cash flow. So they can link their bank accounts and manage their cash flow so we keep 5 years of history. And by that, they can get a clear picture of the performance of their property. So of the entire portfolio as well. So basically they can see which properties are underperforming, which properties is outperforming, and they can use our deal analyzer first to analyze new property deals. So they can run some what if scenarios if they sell this property and buy another one. And they can also use our analysis tools to evaluate their existing properties for the long term. So based on some assumptions that we have them to provide with some insights on market data, they can clearly see where the properties can be or might be in 10 years or 5 years and make better decisions based on that. And on top of that, we also provide finance insights. So our users can understand based on the data that they enter to the platform. So we analyze their personal information, we analyze the portfolio data, and based on that, they can see insights on finance. So you understand which lenders are available for them and which lenders are not, and what is the best product that can help them now finance their properties. And it also takes into account the refinance opportunities and new purchase finance opportunities. So, and everything is personalized. Yeah.
Sounds like we have like 4 hours of talk, you know, if we could. And this interview takes usually anywhere between 30 minutes to 45, sometimes goes up to an hour. If it gets really, really cool and interesting, it might. But what's important to me today is not only to give the data, we're going to talk about all these things and all the stuff that you spoke about and the type of service, because you guys are disrupting the real estate industry in a beautiful way. And I'm saying beautiful because it comes and helps landlords with an A, with your company with an E, to come and really help them and view where they are, what they're doing, what their performance, how they can enhance it, etc. But the more exciting stuff is what we're going to talk about right now. How'd you get into it? Meaning I looked at your resume, pretty rich resume, really, really impressive. You and your partner, I know your partner was as a mortgage broker you've mentioned beforehand, but do you want to, let's get into that. Where did you come from? How did you get to start, you know, start a startup?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a long journey for me. So, you know, I've been working in the software industry for over 20 years. So I started at Mamram for 7 years and then performed roles in fintech and e-commerce companies.
Just for those who don't understand what Mamram is a very special unit in the Israeli army that deals with computers and deals with programming in a high level. So that's very hard to get into. So just to give everybody a glimpse of what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a special program like technology programming. You get a lot out of this program. So I think that this was a great start for my career. And after that, you know, I learned a lot while I performed the roles in those companies. It was like two main industries, fintech and e-commerce. And so I performed like senior roles. I was the VP R&D, general manager of an American company. And I knew at some point that I want to start something by my own. And in 2019, around like a year before COVID, I realized that this is the time for me to start something. And then I contacted Arye, my co-founder, I met like 5 or 6 years ago when I worked in the fintech company. And we brainstormed some problems, problems we can solve with technology. And it was interesting that the mortgage world and property finance can be quite straightforward if you buy your first home, a residential property, not all the time, but usually. But if you become a landlord or property investor that owns more than 3 properties, then it started to be more complicated. And we started with the UK market. And in the UK market, it's even worse for landlords because there are many lenders that require stress testing of your portfolio, like the rental income, the rental cover ratio of your portfolio and the rental cover ratio of the specific property. They take a look on the entire exposure of your portfolio, how much you have with each lender, and the minimum income, of course, and other parameters. So we say, okay, it's a great place for technology. Let's build an engine that knows to take data, analyze it, and match it to financial products that are now available in the market. And more than that, let's run it every week or every day, scan the market, scan the data that we have on our users and understand if there is now opportunity, if there is now a new product that is available for them that can help them save on their mortgage costs, for instance. So we also calculate the current penalties on each product and what is going to be the save if they now refinance their properties.
Aviram, I want to ask you this. Every beginning is a hard beginning. It's not easy to go for a startup. Tell me a little bit about the hardships in the beginning.
So I think it's mainly the risk. So you don't know what it's going to be the next step or the next milestone. You can assume, you can define milestones, but everything is unexpected. And when we started with this idea, we knew there is a problem, but basically it's like, it was like, you know, like the other solutions were either brokers, so it's like manual solutions. So it was almost like to start a new field. And for us, it was very risky because we were not sure if like lenders will adopt the product or not. But we, you know, we initially thought that perhaps we can start with brokers, and then it was perhaps like less risky because then we can develop product that brokers will use. They will gain insights on their customers. But we knew that if we want to open like a larger market, we should go directly to the landlords. Then we got more confident that we might like up, like we have something here that can be very big.
Tell me something. You guys started in the UK, and obviously you aim to go into the US, and that's a big market, etc. But when you decided to go to the UK, what was the thought process going into the UK?
So we look at the UK as our like initial territory. We definitely want to see ourselves performing in other territories. We chose the UK because this is the largest market in Europe in terms of property owners and in terms of lending volumes. We chose the UK because it's a very complex market. So the problem is clear. There are many lenders. Each lender has its own approval criteria. So there's a place for disruption and like to our technology to be tested. And also we had the connections there. So my co-founder, Arye,
is most important. Working.
Yeah, so he's there. And it was very easy start for us to use also his network. And we gained some great partners to start with. So for us, it was clear that this is a great market to start. And also in terms of solutions, there are not so, now there are perhaps there are more, but when we started, like not a lot of solutions in terms of software to the like to the prop tech area, property, and also in terms of fintech. So it was a great market for us to start Lendlord.
Sounds amazing. And what I want to do now, if you could like, let's start digging in to the, you know, to talk about the product, what Lendlord actually does for people. So let's, you know, hypothetically, you know, the best way to do it is to actually go for a real live example. Let's say I'm a landlord and I have, let's say, four properties, one single family home, another duplex, another fourplex, another triplex or whatever it is, and another one, let's say I have another one with 12 units.
Yeah.
How you guys help me manage my investments?
Okay, good question, good example. So first for us, it was clear that we want to do something that is a low touch sale. So just not just from the marketing area, like how we get the users, but also in terms of the onboarding. So it's easy to sign up to the platform and start working by yourself without, you know, customer success help or support. So we have the ability first, like to upload the data using spreadsheets. So if you, so let's say that you have your own spreadsheets right now with all the property details, we have the ability for you to map your fields, your own fields. You don't need to take your data to our format and map them to the fields of the platform. And then you can one click upload your entire data and then start to tweak it. If you want to do it manually, we have like one principle that there are no mandatory fields. So we can keep, I think 150 different attributes on each property, but you don't have to put everything. You can start with just putting the address, the purchase price, the current value and the rental income and click done. See the metrics and then another one. And then you can see if you had your mortgage, your equity going up, and then you can go back and add more data. So I think that we develop a nice process in terms of the onboarding of the platform, so users can easily enter their data. And so this is like the first step. The second thing is the reward. So immediately you can see insights. So you can see first like a summary of your portfolio. You can start to see like the performance of the properties. So we use some automation to arrange your historical cash flow. Or you can just link your bank account and retrieve the historical transactions and allocate them to the relevant properties. And then you can already like, you can see like the performance of the properties in the last one or, you know, up to 5 years.
So here, so I see the following challenges, if I may.
Yeah.
And the challenge is the following. If something becomes, because this is borderline, residential to multifamily. I'm talking about the American market, of course, and these are our listeners. And anything up to 4 units is considered to be residential, which the financiers, which we're going to talk about, the financial part of it. The financiers consider it as a residential thing, which when they check the owner, actually who wants to, meaning the guy who wants to invest, to acquire the property, they check the person, they check, who are you? What type of income do you have? That's how the method works in America. What type of financials you have and you, what's your personal history? Less on the property itself. They care less about the property. The second it crosses the 4 units to 5 units, it's multifamily. All of a sudden, it's still important who the person is. They don't want people who are not capable, et cetera. But it's the focus, the major focus is the property, which is the business. They view it as a business. So my question to you is, with a guy who has a mix of things, he has some singles, some this, some that, et cetera, et cetera. And the portfolio can be easily linked to the bank, which is obviously the company bank that you see all the transactions, and I'm sure your artificial intelligence can find, your AI can, track it, et cetera. But when it comes to multifamily with a lot of expenses, with a world of lines in the pro forma, how does the machine track that, or the machine doesn't track it anymore when it comes to more units?
So, a great question. So we do have support for multifamilies or multi, in the UK, you call it HMOs.
Right.
So basically, you can definitely manage these kind of properties or these kind of portfolios on Landlord. What we do in terms of the cash flow that might be more complicated is setting rules. So you need to do the work once. So there is no choice. So one time you need to tell the platform that this expense from this supplier, or like based on the description, is attached to this unit and even to this tenant during the tenancy period. And then next time that the platform will retrieve this transaction, it will know automatically, with the similarity algorithm, things that we run like in the background, to allocate this transaction to this specific unit, specific tenant, or if it's expense to a specific category. So you can categorize all the expenses. It's not 100% accurate, but it's doing the work for you. So you can just log into the platform and review the allocation of the transactions. And if you see a mistake, you can, of course, fix that. But it can save a lot of work, and it can also arrange all the mess that you talked about when you have multi-tenants properties.
So tell me something, who is the ideal user? Because you have those people who are extremely organized and they have Excel sheets, maybe one Excel sheet for all the portfolio, another few Excel sheets for other properties. Obviously your program comes in and says, hey, you don't need all these things. I can integrate it into one, et cetera. That's excellent. But who is the ideal client that you guys experienced comes and say, you guys saved my life?
So it really, I think
type.
Yeah. You know, first, I think in terms of the size, in the sweet spot of landlord is like, you know, it really depends, but between 10 to 20 properties. So you can see that we really can help those kind of landlords. I think the large portfolio landlords or companies, they have their own CRMs. So they have solutions.
They have systems.
Yes. And I don't think that, you know, the smaller portfolio landlords, even the accidental landlords that owns only two or three properties, they don't have solutions. So you mentioned that they are not organized. They don't even have spreadsheets to manage their, you know, their ongoing expenses, or they are not aware that they need to do something. So in the UK, you have a lot of compliance on the property. And you need to be aware that you need to do to renew your gas safety certificate every year, or you need to do your energy performance of the property and to get a certificate for that. So I think for those guys, our platform is a great solution, because we can help them to be on a prevention mode. So they know what's going on. And we notify them when they need to do something. And I think that, you know, for the people that you said that which is the type, even if you take a look at a landlord that is very organized, everything in Excel spreadsheets, it's not the same like you use a software that first can be accessible from your mobile and from everywhere, and also can provide you insights. And it's insight that we receive a lot of feedback every week. So we enhance the platform based on that. So basically you can gain also, you know, the crowd, I would say brain. So you can get more insights that can help you basically grow your property business. And this kind of stuff, it's hard to do by your own, with your own Excel and spreadsheets. Also in terms of keeping it up to date, if you use software with alerts and automation, it's much, much easier. So if you are an organized landlord, I think that it's still worth to adopt the digital tool to manage your entire investments, basically.
You know what? It's interesting what you're saying, because I never thought about it, because on the level that I dealt with, which is commercial real estate, obviously everything is so organized. You have to know. Some people even use Argus and use different programming and different CRMs, just like you've mentioned. And they have to be proficient with Excel, even if you're not an analyst, which I'm not, but I can fly through the Excel like anything. Obviously, I don't do those complex formulas, but that's why we hire analysts. But I never thought about it. You have said something that is really mind-boggling, and it's obviously true. Obviously, that's the case. You have those guys who have one or two properties, or three or four properties, or even 10 properties, and it's on a smaller scale, and they have a little program or a little piece of paper or a little whatever, and they don't really put an emphasis on on the programming and on the data that they put in. They, as far as they're concerned, they come, they see a great deal, they get it, they buy it, they went to the bank, they get the financing, and that is it. They don't need any more. They just know what they're getting, just like a lot of people run their home. Freak like myself, I have Excel for everything, but most people don't do that, you know? So it's a very interesting perspective. What I want to do is, you've mentioned the aspect of financing. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So I think it's one of the most important aspect when you started property business. Because I think that usually the best way is to use, to leverage. And by that you can, purchase more properties. And if you are able to increase the value of the property, then suddenly you have more equity, so you can use it for other purposes or to continue to grow your property business. What we provide when you use Landlord is analysis tools and also finance the current finance options for you to do it right. And you just mentioned about those people that analyze deals and then they just purchase a property without do all the analytics. And when you do it on Landlord, you can easily see that, for instance, people say, okay, this is the purchase price and I need a loan. So I will put the, so I can get 70, 75%. I think perhaps in the US it's higher loan to value, but in the UK for buy to let, like rental properties, this is usually the maximum. So I need just the 25% for the deposit, but it's not just that. So if you use our deal analyzer, you'll see, okay, so first in the UK, you have the stamp duty. In the US, you have the property taxes, like every year that you need to pay.
Right.
And then you have other purchase costs. You have the legal costs, you have the mortgage costs. You might need to put some like refurbishment. You have ongoing costs that you need to take into account. You might have some vacancy in the beginning. All of these things is something that you need to take into account. And it's very hard to do it by just using a spreadsheet. You can do it, but this is a great thing to do if you have a digital tool like our platform or others. And then what we add on top of that is what is the finance that is now available for you. And finance is, it means that it's not just the interest rate, it's also the fees. So not all the time people take a look, but if you get like, like a small mortgage, and we target, you know, also small, like small landlord, right, large landlord, then basically the fees might be increasing your rate without you knowing that it's increasing right. Your rate. So we also take this into account. And if we speak about refinance, you cannot be aware of the opportunities that are now out there for you. Because they continue to change almost every day by lenders that can launch new products.
So, and you guys have access to what type of refinancing exists out there in the market?
Yes.
So and how we have?
So we collect first. We collect the criteria of I think like around 30 lenders. So this is like a main. Specialist lenders for rental properties, for buy to let. Mm-hmm. And we integrated our platform to sourcing platform for products. So we know in real time which products are now available out there. So with both, so we have the criteria so we can say if this lender is available for you or not based on your profile. And if so, from all the products that are now available from this lender, which is the optimal product for you? And which is the optimal product for you for your deal, if it's a new deal? And if it's a remortgage, for a remortgage.
So it sounds to me like the solution really is across the board. And the key here is data. Mm-hmm. Because you guys have the data. How many users do you guys have today?
So it costs 5,500 users right now.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. And obviously this type of a thing, you guys want to take over the world with that. Of course, you know, that's the purpose of a startup. That's why we do startups. And the next phase will be the US. So what were your thoughts when you're thinking now, okay, we have to go and penetrate the US, and obviously we probably have people listening to us and they're landlords. What would be required, meaning for your program to be proficient to work in the US, compatible for the US?
That's a great question. So we did some research on the US market and we also have, by the way, already a version that is ready for US landlords. So when you sign up, you just need to mention that you are from the United States. And we have around 100 users in the US right now. What we found on the US market is there is technology there. So there are many platforms like Yardi, Appfolio that provide solutions for property investors and landlords to manage their properties. There are many property management softwares that help you interact with your tenants and collect rents and also payment solutions. We do think that we have advantage on the asset management side and the finance side because we couldn't find a lot of solutions for the consumers, the semi-professional landlords that still using spreadsheets if they need to understand the performance of their investments. And we believe that our platform can definitely make it, is a solution for this problem. In the US, we will need to find the way how to answer the specific needs of the finance like we do in the UK. So we are working on some ideas, what is the best way to do it. But all in all, I think that definitely something like us, like we have like in the UK, is still like there is a great need in the US as well.
Beautiful. And it's also, it seems that it's going to be a bit of a challenge, obviously, to penetrate a new market on the legwork or the marketing, et cetera. But I think this is a noble cause, because I think this is very needed for everyone who is who has some properties, who is not savvy to the extent that they have already operations and stuff like that, but they're investing and they would like help. So that leads me to the best question in the world, which is, okay, how much does it cost? Meaning, if I'm that landlord again, going back to that, how much does it cost me to download this program and to use it?
Okay, so our model is, I would say it's a bit creative, okay? So the platform is free to use. So the entire core functionality is free to use. So we have a freemium model. So we have also a premium plan. So users that want to link their bank account, for instance, or to use some other features, they will need to upgrade to the premium plan, that it costs £12 per month on a yearly plan or £15 per month on a monthly plan.
Very fair, yeah.
Yeah, and in the US, we also have paying user in the US already, I think $15 if you're on a yearly plan, $20 if you're on a monthly plan. But the good thing is that you can get this money back. And how we do it? So the main monetization of landlord comes from services. And the main service is the finance. So the platform can generate insights into financial products and can also deliver them. So we use partners to deliver the finance needs of our users, some of our users, not all of use it. And then we get a commission from the lender, and we share some of this commission with our users. So you can get the cashback if you use our provider. So basically you can upgrade to the premium and get your money back if you use our services. And we just launched, not just like several months ago, we launched our own facility to lend money. And we started, so basically we take the same technology, but in this case we are the lender. So we have the ability to lend currently we do like bridge finance, short-term loans. So we have an agreement with a local funder. So basically we do everything online, starting from the terms generation, the application submission, also the tracking of the application to completion. And we provide finance, and of course we get a profit share and we share some of the commission again with the users. So this is the model. So basically you can use landlord for free. You can upgrade to the premium, and if you use our services, you can basically get even more cash.
Tell me something. Those who are already using the platform, for how long do you guys exist?
So we founded the company in July 2019.
Okay, so that's already enough time. So let me ask you this. People who are already using this platform, do you guys, I'm assuming, talking to some of them, what do you hear?
I'm biased, but great feedback. Usually they love the platform. We do receive a lot of great feedback that helps on enhance the platform.
Right.
So many types of landlords, so many things that you can support. I think the challenge is how you keep the platform simple, but still complex. So, it can support many use cases. We recently did like an NPS survey, and the grade was very high. So usually users that started to engage with the platform love the experience, also love the UX.
Sounds good and sounds promising also to penetrate new markets and for people to be able to use it. So you know what? You come from the technology side and your partner, Arye Zucker, is coming more from the real estate side of things. And that's what this big match, you know, came to be. And you guys managed this whole thing, if I understand correctly, from Israel, right?
UK and Israel.
UK and Israel. I got it. You have a hub there already. Okay, very interesting. For people to come and start using you guys, using this platform, registering to a webinar to learn about this platform, to what should they do? Obviously, you guys see me now. There's links below, above, but Aviram, how can people find you guys?
So we are very accessible. So I will share my own like own calendar so people that want to learn more and I can speak with them and me or like one of other team members can do like a demo. But everything is online. So you can go to our YouTube channel. There are some recorded webinars. And if you sign up to the platform, we have tutorials embedded in the platform. So like short videos that can help you get started. So I think it's mainly it. So, and also in our website, there are some, of course, information.
Well, listen, it sounds like something is happening in the prop tech side of things. And that's always beautiful to see. And anything in the world, and we always say, always tell people, you know, that are listening to my show. And wherever I speak, I tell people that if you're not understanding that real estate is joining this revolution of property technology, of tech, just like every other industry did, you're missing something very, very big. And you're going to stay behind. You're not going to move out with the advancements what this whole thing provides. And I think that your software sounds like something really exciting. So I really thank you for being here and sharing it with us. Really, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Ishai. It was great being here and great to speak with you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. You guys can find the links and follow them. And if you guys are falling into that criteria of those types of properties, then you could use this type of software. Run and get it because it sounds exciting. You guys, I'm going to see you in the next show. Take care. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.